Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brian Sanifer is very involved in St. Paul, a number of different things, School for Recording Arts, Sizzle basketball program, and much more. And he hurts when somebody from the family is taken from them, so to speak. And they've had many, many over the years, lives lost to gang violence, gun violence, and things like that. People that he's coached, people that he knew, people that he's given second chances to. It happened again last week with a young man from St. Paul Central, Deion Ford. Brian joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Brian, always good to visit with you. Tough when it's extenuating circumstances. And I watched last week and listened, and I ran to Larry Suggs at the Women's Final Four, and he was grieving, and we were talking about it. We see these, and they become a statistic to us, and we may even see some video and some family members that cry or mourn the loss. You know them as people. Just give me the profile of this young man that looked like he had at least great athletic potential in Deion Ford. Who was he, and how did it strike you?
Deion Ford was a ball of energy, just a smile. I have to call him Jimmy Carter sometimes, because every time you see him, you see all his teeth. You know, he was always full of positive energy. He was a kid that come from, you know, limited resources. Mom did the best job she could to help raise him. She did a good job, you know. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, when a kid like Deion, you know, Larry Suggs, myself, Carl West, who's like a brother to me, who's a mentor to him, his son Kai West, were good friends growing up. Where we're kind of like the big, you know, big brother mentor figure to him. And, you know, he was a guy that we were, especially myself and Larry, when it came to basketball, were two guys that he leaned on heavily when it come to his basketball career, and always, you know, wanted to have it out. You know, if we ever had opportunities for him to play, he would play with us. He would go out of town with us. We make sure he was okay. One particular incident stands out with him about me. You know, I talked about it, that stands out the most was when he was in ninth grade. He's going to ninth grade. He told me he's always going to play with Sizzle. And he got to trials, he ran up to the coach. I told you I was going to be here. We came to tryouts. He did really good. He made our top team at that time. You know, had like Caden Johnson, Terry Lockett. They had a really, really good team. And we had to go to Milwaukee for a tournament.
Yep.
And Deion said, "Coach, I don't have my whole team fee, but $200 is all I got."
Yeah.
I said, "No problem." He gave Larry and myself $200. We get to the gym. Deion was like, "We're ready to play." In an hour, Deion didn't have any tennis shoes to wear for the tournament.
Huh.
So Larry yells me right in his beat. He says, "Brian, please give Jalen's mother, Molly, some money to get Deion a pair of shoes." So we just gave him back his money and got him a pair of shoes. And that story stood out to me on what type of a kid he was, that he was going to give his last $200 that he had, play basketball, and have a pair of shoes.
So yep.
that's a tough one when I think about him.
What's it like when you get that call? It's not the first one that you've received where somebody that you coached or interacted with as a teacher or a coach. What's it like when somebody calls you and says, guess what happened?
Yeah, it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, in the last week, we lost two kids. I lost a kid. Jalen Suggs' cousin, Mike Bell, was murdered in South Minneapolis on Tuesday. And then 2 days later, Deion was murdered. So, you know, losing two kids like that that I had a very close relationship with, it felt like it was a gut punch, you know, to hear that. And like I said, you know, as well as Mike Bell was, but Deion always had a special place in my heart just because, you know, I just recently was helping him. He got back into school in North Dakota School of Science, Junior College in Wapping in North Dakota, and he's playing there. And then 2 months ago, the coach, who's a good friend of mine, Stu Ingen, he's from Augsburg, told me that Deion had left campus and wasn't there any longer. So I knew when he came back home, I knew the demons were out waiting on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just hoping that he would have stayed because I didn't want him to come back and be in this environment that we had to deal with right now.
Well, take me to the next step. You say that, and a lot of us don't relate to it. So he's at the North Dakota School of Science, and he decides this isn't for me, and even though he's got the athletic talent, so he comes back. What happens? He comes back to what? Is there a gang waiting for him? What's waiting for him back here?
Well, I just think that he comes back to his comfort zone. I mean, a lot of his friends, you know, when you're in that environment, sometimes you're a product of your environment, even if you're not, you know, you could say you're not all the way in, but at the end of the day, boy, if you got one fit in, to me, you're all the way in, because even if you're not the guy with the crew that's doing all of the dirty work in the streets, you still have affiliation, you know. And I'm not saying that he did or he didn't. I'm just saying if you hang around with that type of environment, you're around it, I think you can be an innocent bystander and stuff like that can happen. You know, it's been talked about numerous times, innocent bystanders standing downtown Minneapolis or certain places. And they get, you know, the murder, whatever, just by crossfire, like the young lady who was murdered at that truck stop bar off West 7th Street a few months back. She was the girlfriend of one of my ex-players, and she was just in the bar, and the guys opened fire. She got hit in the crossfire, had nothing to do with it. So even my own son goes out all the time, and I tell him, you know, stay away from downtown just because of a situation like that. He's not involved in it at all.
If kids, when we talk about them getting into the wrong thing, are most of the things that start the gun violence, is it drug related or not always?
No, I just think it's, you know, kids just fighting over, you know, you got a lot of fake tough guys, you know what I'm saying?
And it's always about respect, right?
Yeah, the quickest way to even the score is to pull a pistol out, you know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, things happen. But, you know, there's so much more gunplay now than it has been in past years. You don't really feel safe anywhere, because honestly it can happen in Woodbury, Minnetonka, just as well as it can happen downtown Minneapolis or in St. Paul. It's that prevalent right now in the community. And it's not just all black kids. It's several races that are involved in these type of hideous crimes, like the young kid, that the Hill kid that was murdered in North Minneapolis. Uh-huh. He was killed by... I believe a gentleman that wasn't an African American.
Correct.
And then, you know, that kid was murdered based upon a shoulder pump. It had nothing to do with gangs or nothing like that. So, you know, I mean, it's just tight out here on these kids. It's tough.
You know, you work with and you get a chance to speak to a lot of different kids in your summer basketball program. And what do you tell them? What do you tell them about where to hang out, what to do, especially right now in this point? Do you tell them there are certain places that you just can't go, or what do you tell them?
I just tell them, you know, at the end of the day, this life is full of choices. You can talk to these kids to your blue in the face. There are several kids in my program and several kids that I talk to all the time on a regular basis. But at the end of the day, I know when they leave me, a lot of them, I know I might not ever see them again. And he's one of them, you know. I just had made a post on Twitter probably about 2 weeks ago, and Deion made a comment there, like, what's up, coach?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 or whatever. And that's the last contact I had with him, but it was a positive interaction, you know. And, to be honest with you, Deion's a kid, honestly, that he's one of the last kids that I would expect to hear that did that, was involved in that situation, you know. So that's why, for me, it's very gut-wrenching, and it's usually, you know, they try to say it's black-on-black crime, but I don't believe that. I believe that it's white, black, native, you name it. I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in today's society. I don't believe that it's just only in the inner city. There's a lot of stuff where one of my ex-players got murdered in Woodbury about 5 months ago in a suburban cul-de-sac. So, it's choices that kids make, but at the end of the day, I don't feel like there's no safe haven no more in the communities like it has been in years past.
Do you feel like, do you know of the kids that you work with when they get to be 17, 18, do you know who's carrying guns, who's packing heat and that kind of stuff or not? Do they hide it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have relationships like us with the kids, I mean, yeah, you know, they, it ain't like they run up and say, hey, coach, I got a 9mm or anything like that. But, I mean, you just know.
Yeah.
When you've been in and grew up in and you've been around like me, you know. And, you know, a lot of them, they come to the school we go to and they might put their pistol, you know, hidden in a bush or somewhere in a trash can. When they come out of school, a lot of them, you know, worried about riding the light rail without the opposite gang members maybe jumping on them or open fire on them. So they're in survival mode, a lot of these kids, and that's all they know. They don't have a lot of positive male figures at home waiting on them. A lot of them are being raised by single moms, and that single mom's white or black. And really, to me, that's a lot of it, is there's not a lot of positive male figures in the household with these young men, and that's part of the reason why so much of this is going on.
Now, on a positive note, I was at watching you guys run your workout a couple of weeks ago in Woodbury, and Sizzle opened it up. And I think that what I heard was they expected 200 kids to show up for an open tryout for basketball, and instead 400 showed up. How do you explain that?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, when you put the grind, the type of time that Larry Suggs, myself, Quincy Caldwell, Aisha Phillips, who does administrative assistant for me. We put so much time and energy. You know, my dad started with me 20-some years ago. You know, they're only, you in life, you're only, you know, if you're lucky enough, you're only hot so many times. Michael Jackson was hot. Michael Jordan. Howard Pulley was hot for a long time. D1 Minnesota was hot. I think this is just our time. Right now, I just think, you know, what stuff we got going on, kids, we're very, very prevalent in social media. We always are posting stuff positive about our kids. No matter whether it's football, baseball, basketball, girls or whatever, alumni, and the kids, I think, statewide, nationally, watch Sizzle. We've been fortunate enough to have the type of stage to have kids like Jalen Suggs, Chet Holmgren, Prince Olegbe, where we played on ESPN during the pandemic, where we were the only high school team in Minnesota that was playing on a major stage on ESPN during the pandemic, where we played against some of the top-rated players in the country. And those kids watch that. They follow us. I think every time we do something like – the fact we had Brady Carrington, who won Mr. Basketball last week. Three in a row Mr. Basketballs, you know, Jalen Suggs, Chet Holmgren, and now Brady Carrington. All kids watch that, you know, so when they watch that, you know, and obviously on the girls' side, we got several girls playing Division One. You know, my daughter plays D2 volleyball, was in our program. There's a ton of them that I think that are following us on social media. You know, Jalen and those guys have damn near a million followers. So everybody knows that him and Chet and Prince and a lot of other guys, we got Chase Carter, you know, and then the fact we got several ex-Gophers and ex-pros that coach in our program, Randy Carter, McDonald, different guys like that. So it's just a following I think we have. And my sister, my mom do a lot of marketing stuff with their own individual circle at my churches and stuff like that. Aisha Phillips does a ton in our administrative side of marketing, with our webpage and different things, our social media pages. And right now, let's be honest, social media, if there was social media 20 years ago, those programs might have been still at the highest level. We would be still kind of at the bottom. But I think our social media presence is so high. And then this year coming up again, Chet Holmgren is probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. You got him, Jalen. We're the only program in the state to ever have back-to-back top five picks, let alone in the country. So all that stuff is what kids watch, and we're just blessed to be a part of it.
Brian, thank you for talking to us as always. We'll do it again soon. Stay well. Get that back fixed, okay?
Yes, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.